Representative Mary Miller on Chinese spy balloon. National security must not be compromised by Biden family payoffs. By Nick Gilbertson on February 4, 2023. Representative Mary Miller, REL, said that China is exploiting President Joe Biden's weakness with the spy balloon hovering over America and declared that the United States' national security must not be compromised by Biden family payoffs. Miller's comments came in a tweet Friday morning as the Pentagon says the espionage device is expected to linger in United States airspace for a few days, as Breitbart News reported. The Congresswoman also called for the House of Representatives to investigate why China is confident Biden will not respond to their hostile actions. Tom Fitton, president of government watchdog group Judicial Watch, shared a similar thought to Miller's, asserting Friday that the Biden family's corruption dealings help to explain why Biden is allowing in plain sight brazen violation of our sovereignty and attack on our national security by Chinese spy balloon. As president of the Government Accountability Institute and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer documented in depth in his book, Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, the Biden family has scored tens of millions of dollars through lucrative business deals with individuals tied to the top echelons of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. The deals in which Hunter Biden was directly involved were conducted during and after President Joe Biden's time as vice president, scoring the Biden family $31 million. According to Schweitzer, who has emphasized this indicates a national security risk rather than the mere usual corruption or cronyism often documented in Washington, D.C. A key theme throughout Schweitzer's book is the espionage concept of elite capture, a way to essentially buy off members of a country's leadership. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight following the book's release, Schweitzer explained the CCP's perspective on the elite capture strategy to keep America docile. The theory is pretty simple, you know, the United States is our rival, even our enemy, instead of going head-to-head with it. Why don't we just kind of pay off certain elements of the leadership? If we can capture them with sweetheart deals, with other benefits, we can effectively lobotomize the United States by making them unresponsive to our threat. As Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris noted last year, Schweitzer explains that Beijing saw a financial relationship with the Bidens as an opening for elite capture, which allowed Hunter Biden to secure meetings and score major deals with people in the highest levels of Chinese financial institutions and the Chinese Communist Party, and in return they would be able to leverage the Bidens' power for their interests. One of the central early players in the Bidens' Chinese deals is a tycoon by the name of Chai Feng, or the super chairman, as Hunter and his partners referred to him. Chai, the son of a PLA soldier, has been described in Western media as a shadowy and discreet investor, whose father-in-law was the governor of the People's Bank of China, and whose business partner was the vice minister of state security, a man by the name of Ma Zhen. Schweitzer writes that Ma was reportedly the director of the ministry's number 8 bureau, overseeing North American operations targeting foreigners with its counterintelligence apparatus. The super chairman was meant to fuse Chinese financial might to those with access to the highest levels of power in the Western world, which led to the creation of Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, funded by China's biggest government-backed financial institutions, with the Biden scion and his American partners. Though Ma Zhen and Feng were arrested on money laundering charges, ultimately pushing them out of the BHR deal, Feng played a key role in helping Hunter Biden establish connections to other players cozy with the CCP. It was through Feng that Hunter Biden met Zhao Zuojin, who established the Harvest Management Fund and was a co-founder of Harvest Global Investments. His fellow Harvest Global Investments co-founder, Jia Liqing, is the daughter of former Security State Minister Jia Chunwang, as Schweitzer noted. He quotes from the book Chinese Spies, from Chairman Mao to Xi Jinping by Robert Fallegate, who wrote that the security state is in charge of secret service, espionage, and domestic and overseas intelligence work. And Schweitzer asserted about Jia Chunwang, T here is no one more powerful in the world of Chinese intelligence. Schweitzer wrote, the seductive and lucrative deal that Hunter was now putting into place, creating BHR, involved two financiers with ties to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, a billion-dollar private equity deal that we first exposed in Secret Empires. What we now know are the roles played by the spy-connected super chairman and Zhou. According to Michael Lin, another Chinese partner, Hunter's role in the venture was pretty straightforward. Open as many doors as possible in the Western world for this very famous Bohai professional team. There was also the expectation that Hunter and his partners would join some of the meetings in HK in China they arrange when communicating with possible financial partners. As Schweitzer noted, the final negotiations of the deal were conducted in the spring of 2013. And though Hunter has claimed he was not present for talks, Secret Service travel records indicated that he traveled to Beijing between June 13 to 15, 2013. Months later, in December, he was flying to Beijing on Air Force 2 with then-Vice President Biden, who was in China to meet with state officials. Per Red Handed, it's unclear what Hunter was doing during the winter trip. 10 days later, the BHR company was registered in Beijing, Schweitzer wrote in Red Handed. Eventually, the firm began buying or investing in strategically important companies in China and the United States, according to Schweitzer, who also authored the bestseller Clinton Cash. A company called China General Nuclear Power Corporation, CGN, later discovered by the Federal Bureau of Investigation to be a vehicle for nuclear espionage, became one of BHR's early investments. The Department of Justice charged the company and one of its engineers, Alan Ho, with stealing nuclear secrets from the United States. Citing court documents, Schweitzer noted that Harvest Global Investments appeared to wire $5 million to Burnham, another Hunter Biden business, and combined with the BHR deal, the Biden family had received some $25 million, according to Red Handed. As time went on, Hunter was also introduced to a man named Yi Jianming, a young business tycoon who was the founder and the then chairman of SFC China Energy. Hunter and Yi, the elite of the China elite, grew so close that Hunter texted his ex-business partner Tony Bobulinski informing him that they signed an attorney-client engagement letter in the United States, with Hunter serving as his personal counsel. Hunter also aided in efforts to advance the company's scope on the global stage with vast energy holdings in Oman, Romania, Colombia, and Luxembourg, Schweitzer reported. Like Biden's other Chinese business associates, Yi has connections to the CCP, according to Schweitzer. SFC was housed in a complex in Shanghai's French Concessions section, an area primarily controlled by China's military. One of Yi's early business partners was the granddaughter of one of the founders of China's military, Marshal Yi Jianying. The corporate logo of the company Hunter Biden was now advising, and which would pay him millions, features a star. According to company records on its English website, it represents civil rights. However, on the company's Chinese language site, the star signifies that this organization will play a strong and powerful role for the interests of the Chinese state and nation. Additionally, the SFC supplied the People's Liberation Army with oil and saw itself as playing a central role in advancing China's Belt and Road Initiative. It was through Yi that Hunter Biden met Gong Wandong, who worked as the chairman's emissary and was the then chief financial officer of Lam Tin Kung's Radiance Property Holdings, based in Beijing. Kung has deep connections to United Front groups linked to Chinese intelligence and is also a member of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, a high-ranking Communist Party advisory body, Schweitzer emphasized. Hunter would set up two entities with Yi, Hudson West Four and Sinohawk, to allow the chairman to invest in U.S. infrastructure, Breitbart News's Morris noted. In total, the Biden family received some $6 million from Yi's companies. As part of a SFC deal, Hunter Biden was going to receive a 20% equity stake and an $850,000 salary, which he reportedly griped was not enough, per Red Handed. He was to hold another 10% of the equity for the big guy, who Schweitzer identified as Joe Biden, citing a correspondence. During a Newsmax appearance last year, Schweitzer said, "Each and every one of those businessmen has direct ties to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, meaning their business partners with the Vice Minister for State Security or their business partners with family members of the Minister of State Security." Schweitzer added, "It's shocking to me that other media outlets, mainstream media, is not pursuing this story because it's not a story of corruption anymore or cronyism, it's of national security. And I think it raises questions, very serious questions, about the fact that the Biden family may be compromised." Additionally, Red-handed reveals donations from Communist China to the University of Pennsylvania nearly tripled after the university announced the launch of the Biden Center in February 2017. Notably, the Penn Biden Center is where some of the classified documents from Biden's time as vice president were recently found. In the 3 years before the announcement, the university received around $15 million. In the 3 years after, the total was close to $40 million. The latter number is $60 million from China if you include contracts, Schweitzer writes in Red-Handed. Schweitzer notes that Tony Blinken worked as the Penn Biden Center's managing director for a period before heading off to work on the presidential campaign in 2019. Now, Blinken is Biden's Secretary of State, a role in which he was famously ambushed and curb-stomped by Chinese diplomats during his first bilateral conference with them in March, Breitbart News's John Hayward pointed out. Additionally, Blinken has done nothing about China's refusal to take back their illegal aliens who arrive at the southern border. Editor's note, a previous version of this article stated that Hunter Biden had been compensated for a deal with SK and that he was holding 10% equity for the big guy. This story has been updated to reflect that Hunter Biden was going to receive compensation and that he was to hold another 10% of the equity for the big guy, as Schweitzer wrote.